Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball season is a crazy thing. The Mets, you know, a week ago, we're talking about the Mets. The vibes are immaculate. Everything's going great. The starting pitching is, fantastic. It's the best in baseball. And the Phillies are in the middle of a swoon and all this sort of stuff. And that's where we're at. Well, baseball is a six-month season and 162 games. And, you know, Kodai Senga tweaks a hamstring. Good news, it's a grade one sprain, a hamstring strain. But still, means he's going to miss, what, minimally a month? And suddenly, this Mets pitching staff that has been carrying this team starts to look like they are leaking oil. To talk about the Mets, the pitching staff, and getting swept by the Tampa Bay Rays, we bring in Anthony Reber from Newsday. Anthony, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. So, big picture, scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all, 10 being hair on fire, Panicville. How worried should Mets fans be about this Mets pitching staff?
Oh, I'm going to go right in the middle. I'm going to give it a 5 because I think the solutions are there, but they're not guaranteed.
So when you talk about the solutions, I know for Newsday, you actually wrote a story about, so we'll go there before we dive into the current state of the rotation, because one obvious one that everybody's been waiting for is Frankie Montas, yet Mets fans can take a look at some of the ERA numbers coming out of rehab starts, and they don't look pretty.
No, if you're giving up 8 runs in less than 2 innings to the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, then it probably means you're not ready to rejoin a major league rotation. And Montas, you know, talked about this. He was at Citi Field on Saturday, and he talked about it. He said, you know, he's having some mechanical problems. He's trying to figure out how to get his pitches working, but that his body feels great. Now, this wasn't a shoulder injury, which he's had in the past. It was a lat. But, you know, fans in New York remember Montas pitched, when he pitched for the Yankees, was hurt almost an entire season. So, you know, how much can you count on him being a fast healer and also being effective when he's ready? But, you know, the Mets have to call him up within 30 days. Those are the rules on rehab assignments. So one more start and then he's in the bigs.
Now, have you been hearing that the Mets, well, the hard thing is, so let's assume Paul Blackburn going to slide back into the rotation. If guys like Griffin Canning and Tyler McGill, if everybody in the rotation were pitching well right now, would, from what you're hearing and talking to some of the Mets people or and being around the team, would Montas be going to the bullpen or do you think that no matter what, they're going to give him a chance in the rotation?
I think that they believe in Montas's track record of effectiveness when he's healthy. They signed him for $34 million for 2 years. So if he's healthy and if he's not giving up eight runs in less than two innings to AAA teams, I think he gets the next crack. Excuse me, the next crack at the rotation spot. Griffin Canning looked awful today. He has not looked great the last four out of last five times out, except oddly six shutout innings against the Dodgers. So, you know, how much can you get out of that? They've gotten a lot of juice out of Griffin Canning already. He and Blackburn, you know, those are guys who are just placeholders for mm-hmm. Manaea, for Montas, and now for Kodai Senga.
Yeah. So with Griffin Canning, is your sense that the league just adjusted to him? The Mets, with their pitching lab, found something, pitch backwards, don't rely as much on the fastball, gave him some things to focus on, maybe built his confidence. But is this just a case of that only works so long until the stuff is just not good enough and the rest of the league is just catching up to this guy?
I mean, I think that's fair. I mean, he walked a lot of guys today, five guys. He said after the game he was, you know, maybe a little too bat shy, but you know, there's a reason, you know, why he was available at a bargain basement price. And yes, the Mets are going to turn some of these guys into all-star type pitchers like they did with Manaea last year, but it's not going to work for everybody. It's unlikely that Griffin Canning was going to continue to pitch to a sub-3 ERA all season. You know, I think the Mets don't think he's a lost cause, and they're going to give him some more opportunities. But on the other hand, he's the kind of guy who, if their big rotation guys are healthy and pitching well, you know, he was more of a sixth or seventh starter to be in the season anyway.
And then what about Tylor Megill? Because there's a guy where when you watch him and he's right, the stuff certainly, unlike a Griffin Canning, the stuff for a Megill looks like it's there, and yet the results lately have not.
Yeah, and this is not a new story with Megill. You know, got a great arm. He can give you 10 strikeouts in the six innings if he's at his best. He can also, you know, implode as he did yesterday with some bad defense, some wild pitches, hit by pitches. You know, Carlos Mendoza didn't mince words. He said he just lost it. And that's kind of worrisome that a guy with that talent who seemed to have turned the corner to be a rotation stud, you know, he's back to, you know, not being up, not pitching to what his arm would think that he should be pitching to. And, you know, eventually a guy like that will stop getting chances.
Do you think it's stop getting chances or like his brother, who's an effective relief pitcher? I know that Tylor has not necessarily succeeded out of the bullpen in the past, but could you envision, is that the next move for him at some point, that the Mets just say, all right, we're going to send you down to the minors and convert you into, you know, sustained look at turning you into a relief pitcher?
I mean, I think that's something you'd have to really do in spring training, and you'd have to get Megill to buy into it. I don't think he wants to be a reliever. I know he doesn't want to be a reliever. They tried it when a few years ago with Buck Showalter. It really didn't go well. I mean, it's strange. You look at a guy with that kind of fastball, and if he can get a little bit of a bend in a breaking ball, you think, oh, he's a great reliever, but he doesn't seem to want to do it. He doesn't have the mindset to do it. So, look, if the Mets have all their top starters healthy, two or three of those guys are going to have to pitch out of the bullpen. It's just they haven't done it, and they haven't done it well, so it's hard to predict who will be successful at it.
Now, when you take a look at Mets versus Rays, you know, on some level, the Mets got a little unlucky in the sense that this is as well as the Rays have played all year. They happen to be a very hot baseball team. But we also saw what makes the Rays that team that they get the most out of whatever talent they have and whatever dollars they have to construct a roster every year. What did you see Mets versus Rays that if the Mets are wanting to be a, you know, potential World Series type of team, What did you see in this series, if anything, that you would say, look, the Mets got exposed a little and there are things that have to be fixed or changed about this team?
Yeah, I think that they have to figure out how to tighten up the defense. You know, there were some mistakes made in the games that cost them. You know, they've admitted that their defense hasn't been as good as they think it's going to be. And this might not be only for this series, but let me ask you this. Who's the Mets' third baseman? Who's their second baseman? Who's their center fielder? Who's their DH? Right. This is four positions that they're sort of rotating people in. And is that really the best way to build a championship team? At some point, you kind of have to decide, you know, this is the guy we're going to go with at this position, because as much as we worry, Mets fans worry about their pitching, and rightfully so, after this weekend, their offense really has underperformed as well. I mean, you mentioned Alvarez, the bat just isn't there, but you're not going to change that. You know, he's going to play 3 days and Torrance is going to play two. But I look at the other positions, and it's sort of like a crapshoot. Who's going to be starting? I think that hurts them in terms of getting into a flow, getting into a rhythm, in terms of, you know, being your best offensive player. And I think the Mets love that they have so much depth and versatility. But at some point, you got to kind of put the best nine out there and say, all right, this is our team. Like, when you go to a Mets game, you don't really know who's going to be at those four positions. And they have like six or seven guys. That might not be the best scenario for them.
Yeah, and you know, it's a fair point you make, especially if the goal is at some point in the season, and certainly by the end of the season, to be on point defensively. You look at a guy like Brett Beatty, where earlier we were seeing really good defense at third base when he was playing there consistently. Now they're moving him around with Mauricio being here and Beatty's at second or Beatty's at third. And they're that lack of consistency is probably hurting his defense a little bit at both spots.
I would agree. I mean, he had a misplay today where he backed up on a bunt rather than went for the ball, you know, in that big inning for the Rays. And, you know, maybe that's just not getting enough reps at the same position. And then he got hurt and left the game. So, you know, we don't know how serious that groin injury is, but they hope it's not that serious. I just think, you know, the Mets are in love with the Jeff McNeil type player who can play anywhere with, you know, not concerned with it. He's good at every position, but not everybody can be that guy. And really there's not a reason to be that guy. You know, say this is our third baseman, this is our second baseman, this is our center fielder. Ride that out for a few weeks, you know, and then you'll get better play, you'll get better defense especially.
Talking to Anthony Reber about the Mets, and I want to ask you about something that you suggested about Carlos Mendoza a moment ago, and I was struck by over the last few days, is that I think of Carlos Mendoza as being a player's manager and someone who, you know, we've heard players like Juan Soto talk about how important Mendoza has been in his acclimation to New York and being comfortable and how much they talk. And the players really seem to like Mendoza. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which I appreciate. I also was struck by, and I have to say, I don't know, impressed by, was listening to him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What you were referring to with McGill, I think if I remember correctly, when he was talking about Tyler McGill's bad outing yesterday, I believe he said something along the lines of that he was not, that the pitches were uncompetitive, not competitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know Yankee fans are famously unhappy at times that Aaron Boone always seems positive, always seems like he's, you know, has the players' backs, but also seemingly, I think Yankee fans would like him to be a little more critical at times. Just what was wondering your sense of Carlos Mendoza, year two on the job as a young manager, but walking that line between being liked by his players and yet being, I think it feels to me increasingly comfortable sort of telling it like it is publicly in the media.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Lori. And I actually noticed that about him last year as a rookie manager, that he wasn't afraid, you know, to say a guy stunk if he stunk. And that's a rare trait in a manager, because you don't want to tick off the player, but you also need to be honest. And I think as someone who covers both teams, goes back and forth between the Yankees and the Mets, I turned to someone today, and I honestly don't remember which writer, but I said, you know, Aaron Boone would have not phrased it that way about Tyler McGill. Now, that's not a knock on Boone. He is who he is. He's a successful manager. But it's just the difference in the two New York managers, whereas Boone would have covered up that terrible inning by McGill, whereas Mendoza didn't mince words. Now, do Mets players see that and get annoyed? I don't think so. I don't know. I didn't talk to them, but isn't it better to be honest, right? I mean, McGill knew he didn't have a good inning. He can't sugarcoat it. And to say that your pitcher had non-competitive pitches, that might light a fire under him to really look and say, you know, he's right, I didn't.
Especially because I think that while you want someone who's fair, you also want someone who understands who they're talking about. And in the case of, as you're saying, we're talking about Tyler McGill, a guy who is frustrating at times, I think, for fans and probably for Mets as an organization, when you see the potential and the talent, that the stuff seems to be there, but it goes in and out. And so, to be a little bit more critical about a player like that. And if that motivates him with, at some point, whether it's Frankie Montas coming back, others coming back, like at some point, someone's going to lose a spot. And right now it's between probably Tyler McGill and Griffin Canning if they both are pitching terribly. And so if you're sending a message, you're sending a message. I agree with you. That's not a bad thing for a player.
Yeah,
that's accountability.
It's not a criticism. It's not a criticism of Boone that he doesn't act that way. It's refreshing when you see Mendoza speak plainly about what you just saw, what fans just saw, what reporters just saw. We just saw it. It wasn't good. It's okay to say that.
So last one before I let you go, and we'll get back to some of the callers here, but you mentioned the offense, and it has been, when we went into this season, I thought, like probably a lot of people, I thought the strength of this Mets team would be their lineup and their offense would carry them. And, you know, if you look at metrics, they obviously were terrible and got shut out today. But the offense has been fine, but not performing to the, I don't know, top couple of offenses in the National League that we had an expectation. I had an expectation going into the season. And then the pitching staff has wildly overperformed. Are we, when you look at this Mets lineup, and in particular, I had a caller who was just asking me about their issues with hitting with runners in scoring position. Is that something that you look at and you say you expect regression to the mean, and that over the course of the rest of the season, at some point, the Mets should get better at that? Or is there something fundamental to their approach that you're noticing that they are just, Pete Alonso aside, have not been that good at hitting with runners in scoring position?
I don't think that it's a team-wide malaise that they, you know, that they can't. They hold their bats too tight or they get nervous when there's runners in scoring position. Mm-hmm. I do think that it'll wash out over the season.
Yep.
And they'll be more, you know, close to the middle of the pack or, you know, not at the absolute bottom of the league. Where I think the Mets will probably, you know, we talk about we're in mid-June now, so the trade deadline is 6 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who they're going to add, because they're going to add somebody. They have an aggressive front office. But here's my question, and this folds into their offensive struggles. Did they talk to the Red Sox about Rafael Devers? I don't know the answer to that.
Well,
but boy, wouldn't he look nice in that Mets lineup as the DH if he doesn't want to play the field, or a third base if he wants to be back in the field? I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but that doesn't seem to be a problem for the Mets, right? So this will probably come out in the next few days. Did the Mets talk about it? Did they offer a prospect package? Because they certainly have prospects.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the kind of thing they might do.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what shakes out with this Devers trade, because obviously I've spent some time on it tonight, let off the show with it. Is just that so far it's sounding like they almost pulled a Nico Harrison Dallas Mavericks. I mean, I'm not comparing Devers, let's say, to Luka per se, and there's no hard cap in baseball the way there is in the NBA. But it does not seem like they shopped him around heavily, and it seems like a lot of the baseball world is pretty surprised about this trade. So you're exactly right. Why wouldn't you want to, I don't know, come to the Mets and see if you could do better than the return that you got from the Giants, unless you're the Boston Red Sox and you wanted to ship him across the country as far away as possible, and not that San Francisco's not a big market, but ship him to the Mets and have him in New York and the media capital of the world, and maybe that's just a little bit too much attention. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, I just think it's interesting. And what it's to me, what's important for the Mets is, are they going to, because there isn't a lot of pitching out there to be had in the trade market. Mm-hmm. Are they going to try and increase their offense? And could it be with a big star player? You know, there aren't too many like Rafael Devers on the market, but the Mets are not shy. If they have a chance to get a player like Devers before the deadline, they'll go for it.
Yeah, I would think that taking on more money is not going to be, you know, from what we know of Steve Cohen, not going to be a big issue. And, and I agree with you. Whether it's in center field or third base, you know, and that is where Jeff McNeil gives you a certain flexibility that it can be best outfielder, best infielder, or whatever, but Mets need to go out and get a bat.
Yeah, and I think they will, because it's easier to find a bat than it is to find a really great pitcher, you know, on July 31st.
Yeah, and every team, I'm sure they will go out and get bullpen help, but every team in baseball wants bullpen help, so it's going to be very competitive. Anthony Reber, appreciate the time. People should be following you in Newsday and on social. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.